Blog Talk Radio.
Good Wednesday evening, everyone. It's 5 o'clock, and we're here on the Factor P Radio with Janice Montgomery and Albo Teichbrowser, honoring Black History Month. And although we spend a lot of time honoring men, Black men, from Frederick Douglass to Martin Luther King to Frederick B.B. Du Bois, we hardly ever talk about the women. And today we're going to spend some time on five women that I have just begun to learn to know. Of course, we have Maya Angelou. You know her by her work. And she is actually one of the ones that we know most about, Dr. Maya Angelou. We're also going to talk about a woman by the name of Sadie Louise Delaney. I did not know about Miss Delaney until I began researching her efforts and her contribution to Black society. The next person is Carol Moseley Braun, and we know Carol was the first woman of color in the Senate, and I believe she's from Chicago, Illinois. Andre Nordes, did not know about this lady, but you should know about her, and we'll learn about her today. And Zora Neale, you'll learn about her as well. This show is focused on integrating principle-centered approach to solving personal problems and relational problems. We deal with a tangible insight with poignant antidotes, and we reveal a step-by-step approach to living with fairness, integrity, and honesty, and human dignity. We'll be right back, and we'll begin with Dr. Maya Angelou. We're back with the Factor P Radio. I am Janice Montgomery Albo Teichbrowser. You know, we think about all the different quotes that have been left to us to live our lives by if we choose to. And I've chosen this one from Dr. Maya Angelou, and it really has a poignant meaning for me in my journey, in my personal and my business life. And the quote is, "I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. Nothing. And I wouldn't." I believe that we are the product of our journey, like it or not. And Dr. Angelou, many of us think she was born in Arkansas. She's actually born in Missouri, taken there by her family after her parents divorced to live with her grandmother, she and her brother. And during that trying time for Dr. Angelou, she went through some difficult times, including incest and rape. And that's just something I could not even fathom in my life today, let alone an 8-year-old girl. But this woman has given us such poignant poetry and prose. We learn about how she lived and how she was able to turn that tragedy into triumph through her books and her poetry. We learn how we can bend our own lives and do something for another lady, another woman. Now, Dr. Angelou grew up in a segregated town, and many of us have done that. I did as well. But she wrote a book, and I have it here in my library. It's called I don't know why, but Cage Bird Sings. And it deals with a growing up in a segregated town in the South. So if you don't have that book, you should look it up. I Don't Know Why, the Cage Bird Sings with Dr. Maya Angelou. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We're back with the Pastor of Key radio show. My name is Janice Montgomery Albuquerque-Strasser. And I recommend you go out and look up my Factor of P email, broadcast email. It's usually in your inbox. It comes out 3 times a week. And you'll notice that we are comparing or applying quotes to Scripture. It's a devotional. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, so please check it out. If you can't, give me a call, 214-548-2584, or go out to thefactorofp.com, and you'll find your free download there. Our next author is Sadie Louise Delaney. And her famous quote is, "Life is too short, and it's up to you to make it sweet." I love that. Life is too short to make it sweet. Born in 1889, she left us in 1999, and she was 110 years old. And Dr. Sadie had a sister whose name was Bessie. Their father was a former slave, but he was the first African-American Episcopal bishop in Delaney. And that was in St. Augustine's College in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, we look at this and we think, well, how can they aspire to be so pronounced and so awesome in their lifetime when we as women even struggle now? And they grew up in Jim Crow, Raleigh, North Carolina. The two sisters wrote a book, and the book was adapted to a Broadway play. That was in 1995. That time, Bessie was 104. And her sister, even after her sister passed away, Sadie wrote another book at 107. And her book is on reflections, my own reflections of her sister's life with Betty. So think about how we sometimes think we're too old. You're never too old. I look at this as a beacon for me. We're so busy now, but it's never too late to do what the Lord has called you to do. So my hats go off to Bessie and Louise Delaney for being a shining light, a guiding light for those of us who are women of color and non. We'll be right back with the Factor of Tea. Don't go away. We are back with the Factor of Tea, and we're highlighting today women of color, black women who have made contributions to our society over the years. And today our next one is Carol Moseley Braun. And Carol, born in Chicago, Illinois, was the first black woman to be nominated to the Senate. She was elected in 1992, and she was there as a senator on the Senate Finance Committee. Braun contributed to support in all educational reforms, gun control laws, really great one, and also the misuse of funds in her campaign. She was an advocate for that. reelected in 1998. She was the first black woman to be elected to the Senate from Chicago, Illinois. That was Carol Moseley Braun. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Now, here's a woman that I have never heard of, and I'm sure some of you out there have, but her name is Andre, and she is with Andre Geraldine Lourdes, poetry. And she's written books, The Black Unicorn, memoirs, Like a Burst of Light in 1988. She has won in 1934, attended Columbia University, and also, again, The Black Unicorn, had a battle with cancer. Her first book was published, and she went to, that was in the 60s, and she went to college in Mississippi, yes. John Jay College, also in Hunter in New York. Again, she had a battle with cancer, and it doesn't say that she left us. Apparently, she's still with us today. Amen. We'll be right back. Don't go away. And our final tribute goes out to a lady by the name of Dora Neely. This lady is really interesting. Miss Dora was an anthropologist. Now, I was really taken by her information because it says here that she was born in 1891, Zora Neale Hurston. And in 1937, she published her first masterwork of fiction, Their Eyes Were Watching God. She died in 1960. But during her early life, she was born in Alabama. But she was along the same lines as Langston Hughes. I recommend that you look her up. Dora was the daughter of two former slaves. Her father, John Hurston, was a pastor, and they moved the family to Florida when she was very young. And following the death of her mother, Lucy Ann Potts Hurston, in 1904, her father remarried and lived in an assortment of family members for a few years. But she finally ended up at the university, at Howard University, where she published her earlier works in the university newspapers. In later years, she moved to Harlem. And there she became a fixture of art and literature. While living in Harlem in the 20s, Langston Hughes, and there began a relationship that lasted for a number of years, a productive relationship in the arts. So look up these ladies and see if you can find an item in their history that relates to you. My name is Janice Montgomery Albakai Strauser. You've been listening to The Factor of Peace on Blog Talk Radio. The website is thefactorp.com, and my website is janicealbakai.com. We'll see you next week. Have a blessed and prosperous day. Take care. Bye now. I'm going to do that one. It won't.